It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. As the legislature wraps up the year, there is a piece of legislation that could change what voters experience in the booth. The Republican majority is working to pass legislation that would eliminate the straight ticket voting option on the ballot. Joining us now are Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, give us an update. Where do things stand with this legislation right now?
Well, the House was in very late to approve the measure that the Senate has already given its approval to. If this issue sounds familiar to people, we've seen it pass before, and actually people have had the chance to go to the polls on it. That's why we still actually, at least for now, have straight ticket voting. But this has been a long-time priority of Republicans to get rid of. They see it as a particular advantage to Democrats. And it is lame duck, and it's the time when issues like this seem to come up.
Susan, do you think there's something particular that pushed this plan forward in the agenda?
I think the final straw was what happened in 2014, when Republicans won just about everything in the state, but they did not capture those education boards at the bottom of the ticket. Actually, they did very poorly and lost 7 out of 8. And a lot of people think that the reason for that is there was a very unpopular U.S. Senate candidate on the Republican side, Terry Lynn Land. So Republicans didn't vote straight ticket. Democrats did. And there were some very unhappy people who were running for those education boards who really would have liked the opportunity to have served. And I think that given the fact that it's late in the year and it's a good time to push controversial legislation, that's why it came up now.
Ken, if this does turn into an issue where we're seeing long lines at the polls, we're seeing people running out of time to vote or just becoming more disengaged with the process because of this move, what does that say about politics in Michigan?
Well, anytime you depress voter turnout for whatever reason, that's not good for democracy. And I think Republicans are basically admitting that it's going to result in longer lines because the $5 million appropriation they put in there is for more voting machines for that very reason. So they're basically admitting that this is going to cause longer lines.
Susan, your thoughts?
I do think the wait times issue is probably the biggest concern. And next year, with it being a presidential year, there will be a lot on the ballot. We have no idea how many ballot questions we'll have. And we may see a Florida 2000-like situation in Detroit if things go particularly poorly. We'll all have to see. I would say that's probably the best good government argument against it.
Ken, if this legislation passes, and as Susan said, we're heading into a presidential election year, is there anything opponents can do to make sure straight ticket voting remains on the ballot next year?
Well, they can't subject this to a referendum because the Constitution says if there's an appropriations in a bill, it can't be subject to a voter referendum, and there is an appropriation in this legislation. Opponents would have to mount basically an initiative, getting a lot of signatures and get that probably on the ballot. I think that there might be some unintended consequences that Republicans have just not thought through very carefully, because this is going to, if you eliminate straight ticket voting, obviously it affects Republican straight ticket voters as well as Democratic straight ticket voters. And I could foresee a situation in a November election where an independent candidate, not happy with very conservative Republicans, could mount a challenge and do well. So I think there's going to be some unintended consequences to this that just haven't been thought through.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.